She can't afford her. Every time someone tries to hire her away, she comes to me and I raise her wages. She knows where her bread is buttered. Julia had been making decisions of that sort because her father, Gerald, could no longer make them. Her mother had never made them when she was alive. Helene Miller had never taken control of anything in her life, not even the household. She had been a timid woman, afraid of offending anyone, even the servants. 5 years ago, she'd died in the carriage accident that had rendered Gerald Miller an invalid. "How is your father?" Carol asked. "The same." Carol always asked, and Julia's reply was rarely any different. "He's lucky to be alive," the doctors had told her after they had shocked her with their prognosis that Gerald would never again be himself. His head had suffered too much trauma in the accident. While his bones, 7 of which had been broken that day, had mended, his mind would not recover. The doctors had been blunt. They'd given her no hope. And yet Gerald had defied his doctor's predictions. One time that first year after the accident, and then every few months after that, he would know, however briefly, who he was, where he was, and what had happened to him. His doctors couldn't explain it. They'd never expected him to have coherent thoughts again. They still wouldn't give Julia any hope that he might someday fully recover. They called his moments of